as a fundamental principle, I don't believe that we should be debating fascists, people that are openly advocating violence against undocumented immigrants, or shaming, publicly shaming private citizens who are transgender. I'll debate anyone anywhere, but I won't debate a fascist. I will resist a fascist. I will protest a fascist. But that's not like where there's some exchange of ideas that we're that the First Amendment necessitates we engage in. These are people who, when we're talking about fascists, who want the extermination of black people. They want the extermination of Jews. They are openly advocating a form of hatred that is vilified in history and somehow being normalized now by the president of the United States. I won't participate in any platform where someone is acting as though, well, there's the fascist point of view and then there's Jeremy's point of view. That's not a debate to me. That's not like debating a conservative Republican in Congress. There are certain people that I think everyone has a right to free speech. I certainly agree with that. But they don't have a right to speak on television. They don't have a right to be invited onto programs. And, you know, I support real time doing whatever they believe is right. I'm just not going to participate in it. And, you know, and I got a lot of heat for that. But, you know, and I may never end up out on that show again. But I can go to sleep at night knowing that I had nothing to do with giving any attention to a fascist.